live, and we're back once again for another episode of the Lakers Fast Break podcast. Also want to go ahead and mention this will also be on the Pop Culture Cosmos. You get a chance, check out all of our great shows, including the Pop Culture Cosmos, the Lakers Fast Break, Inside Sports Fantasy Football, and also Game Source. We truly appreciate you listening to all of our great shows out there. And in fact, if you can, please give us that 5-star review on all of our shows. It helps us out so tremendously. Like, support our shows. Thankful that I'm going to go ahead and have this next guest on right now. It's Vega White Franklin III from 1340 AM Hopewell. Just so great to have you on, my friend. I got a chance to be on your show and was honored to be a part of that. And I'm so thankful that you can return the favor by coming on here today.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Are you excited for that sports is coming back? I mean, we talked, I saw on your social media, you had great shots of Major League Baseball getting back up and running today. You got the NBA right around the corner, NHL. Isn't it so nice to have at least some type of diversion from all the stuff that's going on out there with a pandemic?
Oh, yes, definitely. It's some type of normalcy for me. However, everything is moving on virtually now these days. So it's a little bit hectic as far as being a journalist or reporter. And you're trying to make sure everybody has the right signal and everybody's one accord. So that's something that is definitely different. But nevertheless, I'm pretty excited that we have some type of sports, you know, waiting to see what the Washington Nationals will do in the MLB out there. Then, of course, you got the Lakers. I'm a huge Lakers fan. Then hopefully there's some type of normalcy within the NFL, but we don't know anything just yet. So right now I'm just looking forward to, you know, WNBA as well as the NBA.
Well, Jennifer was really excited for the NFL coming back. She couldn't, you know, hold her enthusiasm back. And it was great to see that she's looking forward to the NFL as all of us are. And when it comes to sports in general with Major League Baseball, I mean, for me, as a former L.A. guy, being in L.A. for so many years, the Dodgers and the Angels, they're both looking pretty good. Still, great to have the baseball around there. But for the Lakers and the NBA, it's right around the corner, my friend. How far do you think this Laker teams can go in the Western Conference and the NBA Finals overall?
That's kind of hard because I personally feel, as we talked before previously on my show, that I feel like they're going to get shocked. You know, if it's somebody like, you know, hypothetically speaking, if the Pelicans can get in that eighth seed, I think they could definitely push the Lakers buttons as well as the Houston Rockets. The Houston Rockets, as far as them playing small ball, if they can somehow get together coordinated, I think they would definitely shock a lot of people. You know, they would definitely put their bigs into foul trouble. And then you also have to look at the Lakers bench. They're fairly young. So you have to take in consideration of how young their bench is. They don't really have too many veterans on their bench. So that'd be something interesting to see as well. So I think that the Lakers will possibly make it to the second round, but I personally feel like they might get shocked down the road.
And you're not the only one that has said that out there. I think a lot of people say that in this type of environment where the home team and the road team is pretty much out the window. I'm sorry, I'm not going to, as far as people showing off the virtual crowds that are there and the Laker girls, virtual Laker girls and all that, it's still not quite the same thing. This is an unusual environment that they're in. There is no home court advantage. There is no road court disadvantage, really, when it comes down to it. Everybody's playing on this even court type of field, and I think that anything, like you said, can happen, and we are going to see some upsets. I'm hoping it's not the Lakers, but I agree with you. I think we are going to see some upsets coming in the NBA playoffs.
I definitely agree, and the same thing goes with the East. I don't feel like the Bucks is going to go all the way to the finals themselves. I personally feel like they might get shocked down the road. I personally have Boston. I like that young Boston team out there. Even though I'm a diehard Lakers fan, you got to give it up to Kemba Walker and what he's doing out there, you know, his first year within Boston organization. But nonetheless, I like, you know, Jaylen Brown. Nice guy. He's coming into his own, as well as some of the other guys on the Boston. Then you also have to look at the Raptors. The Raptors are doing pretty good out there as well, too.
Jason Tatum and Boston wreaking havoc. I think he's a key. Kemba, it's just his knees. His right knee he's had issues with. If he can stay healthy, Boston will make an impression in the East. But, again, a lot rides on Kemba Walker's right knee.
Yes. And then you have to look at the Raptors. Like, yeah. Siakam is out. Yeah, I like Siakam. I like Van Vliet out there. They're, I think, second or third seed, somewhere around that in the East. And then you also have to look at Miami, you know, with Jimmy Butler out there. They're doing pretty well, too. So out in the East, I think the Bucks is going to definitely get upset, or either it's going to be a lot of different competition. I think the Bucks is going to actually have to go to a game seven with some of these teams.
I tell you what, it's going to be very interesting to see. But I want to hear your thoughts, Fago, before we head on out. And that is your ultimate NBA Finals matchup and who will come out on top.
Oh, man, that's kind of hard. I'm going to have to go with the Clippers and Boston. Clippers are very deep in their bench. And then I like Boston, too. I like them playing their small ball. When they have chemistry together, they're definitely a lethal threat out on the floor. Jaylen Brown, of course, coming into his own. Jason Tatum, I love that guy. That guy's becoming into a superstar. But I think Boston, and I hate to say this because I'm a diehard Lakers fan, I think Boston is going to actually get another ring this year.
I hope not, because then that just makes it harder to catch up. It'll be 18-16. I don't like those numbers, my friend. I want 17-17, but I cannot say I blame you, because in this environment, it's anything goes. We're seeing right now already in some of the scrimmages, you know, so funny when you have a 7'2" guard for Denver and a 7-foot point guard for Denver, and you have one of the largest lineups ever, and it just because there's not enough people there for Denver to go ahead and have their full team, and because of the coronavirus, people are still out, people are still not even there in Orlando, and all the variables that you're seeing, there's still a lot up in the air right now when it comes to what's going to take place in the NBA season. So I can't say I blame you as far as going ahead and thinking in a different fashion as far as Boston is concerned. And like I said, to me, if Boston's going to succeed, it all has to be about Jason Tatum taking it to the next level consistently like he has just before the coronavirus hit and that season got delayed. And also Kemba Walker, he has to be healthy to be there to provide a quality number two. Because if he's not in the lineup, that's a tough thing to ask for Jason Tatum to take that all on his back.
I think he's up to the task. You know, like since he's been into the league, as a rookie, he definitely gave the Cavaliers, you know, some great matchups. I mean, he dunked on LeBron James. Nobody can forget about that. And he's just been growing each and every year. So I think this is the task for him. I think he's ready for it. You know, he's very young. He's very mature. And then he's the leader of that team. Even though you got Kemba Walker out there, he still is that leader of that young team.
This is Raphael from NBADraftJunkies.com, and you are listening to the Lakers Fast Break.
Hey, Lakers fans. Looking for the best place to go for up-to-date news, information, original videos, articles, podcasts, opinion pieces, and discussions about the Los Angeles Lakers? Well, look no further than LakerHolics.com. With a legion of followers always there talking about everything Lakers and the NBA, there's no better place to go to share your fandom as the team heads toward another championship run. So stop by and be part of the conversation today at LakerHolics.com. Check out what's been going on with the Pop Culture Cosmo Show and the PCC Multiverse.
That is by far my favorite because it's also character-driven and the stakes are high and there's much more of a mystery and intrigue to it.
A game like Wolfenstein, which people are saying are one of the most socially important video games of the past 10 years.
Catch our shows on radio worldwide 7 days a week or at any time on Podbean, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or on over 30 more podcast outlets. But before we head on out, my friend, it's been so great talking to you, and also Jennifer Cobb as well. Cannot thank her enough. And again, for all the stuff that she's doing, check it out today at teamgatewaytoacure.org. But before we head on out, Fago, I want to hear your thoughts on exactly where can people get a hold of you and what you're working on that you need to shout out people, you know, either your great podcasts or your great videos, the stuff that you're doing on social media. What do you need to go ahead and get out there to the people right now on the Lakers Fast Break?
You can definitely reach me on Facebook, Fago Franklin III. You can reach me on Instagram, SuperJournalist87. You can reach me on LinkedIn, Fago Franklin III. You can even Google me, Fago Franklin III. All my links, all my videos will definitely pop up. I'm actually working on numerous things. I've been on, like, just been an analyst talking about, you know, WNBA topics, NBA topics, MLB topics, NASCARs. I'm a sports junkie in general. I'm also doing my own publication, New Stitch Media. So you can check me out, newstitchmedia.com. I'm still working with Pro Players Insiders with that publication. So proplayersinsiders.com. Normally, you could just reach me on Facebook. Again, Fago W. Franklin III, as well as Superjournalist 87. So I look forward to actually seeing some of the new viewers come in and watching my work and watching my sports journey.
The video with you, with some really great hosts, and we had a great roundtable discussion on everything from the NFL to the WNBA, that which is just opening up as well. And then the NBA is, just that great conversation. I truly, truly was privileged to be a part of it. Fago, I cannot thank you enough for inviting me on that show. And again, I look forward to speaking to you again, not only on this show, but hopefully I can jump on another one at yours in the near future.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I definitely appreciate you for having me on your show, my friend. Oh, no, I definitely problem. Look forward with talking junk throughout the entire preseason as well as postseason for all these different sports.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, you've got one of the most interesting social media platforms I have ever seen because of all the great places and all the great things that you've seen in the sports world. I've been checking it out. I mean, you when you're scrolling, you stop right there at Fago's site right there, because all the stuff that he's doing, all the great memories that he has, you got to check out what he's doing today on social media. And just thank you so much for being on the show today. And I'll tell you what, I'm looking forward to, again, talking a little smack back and forth, but again, all in good fun, all in good gestures, because you know what? You're such a great person out there as far as what you're covering. I truly, truly value your work. And I look forward to speaking to you once again right here at the Lakers Fast Break Podcast.